It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hughey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Boy, we are going to talk about all kinds of good things to do in the coming month. Now, I'm sure you probably have, a little time available here and there during the holidays. And if you like to travel around and be part of some neat things, well, that's what Jessica O'Reilly is going to tell us. She is the Tourism Communications Manager for Travel Iowa. Good to talk to you again. How are you, Jessica?
I can't believe another month has gone by already. Does time fly?
I know, and it's actually, truth be told, it's 2 months since we've chatted.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
Because
you got
preempted for election interviews last month.
I did. That is quite all right. So we have plenty to talk about for December.
Plenty to talk about. Where do you want to start?
So I've got a couple right at the top that are, you have more than just the month of December to get to, so these can be long-range plans for you.
Okay.
This opened November 13th, and it runs through April 3rd, so plenty of opportunity, but put it on your calendar because it sounds really fun. It's the Winter Wheels Antique Motorcycle Exhibition. It's an original community-curated exhibition featuring gleaming, vintage, classic, and antique motorcycles of all makes and models. Those are all going to be displayed at the Putnam Museum and Science Center. So visitors will walk away feeling an appreciation for the engineering, preservation, and artistry of vintage motorcycles. So if you're at all into motorcycles, get yourself to Davenport.
Well, boy, I know there's a lot of folks that are into motorcycles. They'd probably like to go into that and try and take a quick run out on one of those antique motorcycles, because those are so cool.
I would not advise trying to take one away.
Well, not that I was
enough.
Not that I was advising anyone to engage in larceny, but I'm just saying there. So that's Winter Wheels, and that goes through April 3rd, right?
That is correct.
All righty. Yeah. And what else do we have that'll be going on for a while once we get into the first of the year?
Yep, so this will be perfect if you have a Lego maniac of any age in your house. So it opened November 16th and runs through February 20th. It's the Nature Connects exhibit at the Muscatine Art Center. You can catch Sean Kenny's larger-than-life sculptures crafted from Lego bricks, reflecting important topics such as the balance of ecosystems, natural harmony, and humanity's relationship with nature. Astute travelers in Iowa will remember that the Ryman Gardens had a similar exhibition several years ago.
Yeah.
Totally worth going to see and just marveling at the way people can construct these amazing sculptures out of square and rectangular Lego bricks.
Do you have any idea whatsoever how many Legos are involved in this exhibit?
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands? Wow. I would believe it. I would believe it. When you're talking about important things from nature and the meaning of life, how many do you not need? I mean, let's look at it that way.
Exactly.
And that runs through February 20th. Where in Muscatine?
At the Muscatine Art Center.
All righty. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of the holiday, because I don't think there's too many people out there that poo-poo a holiday movie during the month of December, as the Hallmark Channel unfortunately proves every year. But we've got our own little movie-thon coming up here, don't we?
I know. This just amuses me greatly. I've not seen it, but I really want to get to this. December 2nd through the 4th, it's the Holiday Channel Christmas Movie Wonderthon. It's being held in Ottumwa at the Indian Hills Community College. It's a play that brings the sugar rush of six Christmas movies all at once to the stage. It's set in Hopewood Falls, Vermont. You've got singles and adorable holiday sweaters converging to look for love. So obviously it's a wildly entertaining parody of all those holiday rom-coms, totally reminiscent of the Hallmark Channel, but sure to put you in the holiday spirit. And even better, admission is free.
Really? Wow. So they call it the Holiday Channel, huh? Holiday Channel Christmas movie on stage.
On stage, yes.
On stage. How you can have a channel on stage, I'd have to go and see. But yeah, that does sound interesting, because I know we've all probably sat and looked at some of these classic Hollywood movies and say, why didn't they incorporate this with that? So, you know, creativity's probably at a premium there.
I would think so. I think it'll be a wildly entertaining way to spend your weekend.
Now, if you want something that's a little bit closer to your Marshalltown base here, just down Highway 30 in Ames, of course, we always expect and we always get great stuff from the folks at Ryman Gardens.
Yeah, so basically this runs every weekend through December and then into January 1st. It's their Winter Wonderscape Holiday Light Show. The return of their popular outdoor walk-through light show features amazing light displays spread throughout their 17-acre site, brightly lit tunnels, fantasy lights falling like stars, massive disco balls twirling to laser lights, a giant light fountain, and, of course, their famous RG Express holiday train display inside the Tropical Conservatory. They're going to have live music on select evenings. Tickets are on sale now, and you must purchase those online and for a specific entry time window. So just know that before going in. That's the only specific holiday light show I will mention, but we have a list of others on our website across the state at traveliowa.com.
Boy, I've got to tell you, I'm just going to sneak this in. As we were returning to the state from down south over the weekend, I don't know if you've heard, we came through downtown Oskaloosa. You would not believe the light curtains on the buildings in the downtown. It was really something.
They're painting with lights is what they call that. So, yes, it looks amazing.
It does. It looks amazing. And, of course, we can't have any pre-Christmas festivities without talking about some markets and some places to find just that right gift for someone on your list.
Right. The Christ Kindle Market in Des Moines, December 2nd through 5th. It's at a German-inspired Christmas market being held at Principal Park's main lot. You can enjoy the sights, sounds, smells, and flavors of the holidays as you participate in a 700-year-old tradition. You can shop regional vendors, selling old-world handcrafted products from wooden vendor stalls, enjoy lively performances of polka music, traditional dance and choirs in the entertainment tent. There's children's activities. There's warm mulled wine and European-style Iowa craft beer. Admission to the market is free.
Did you say holiday polka Christmas music? What?
I said, yeah, lively performances of polka music. I can't promise it'll be Christmas, but,
well,
I mean, polka music, that doesn't get you in the spirit. I don't know what will.
I was going to say, I don't know if I've ever heard polka Christmas music, but it might be worth a listen. You never know.
So,
Christ Kindle Market in Des Moines, out of Principal Park, December 2nd through the 5th, and then this weekend, coming up on the 4th, if you're into more probably traditional music, you may want to think about Dubuque.
Yeah, their Dubuque Symphony Orchestra Holiday Family Concert is December 4th. Be the sights and sounds of the season filling historic Five Flags Theater in this festive Dubuque holiday tradition. You can expect to hear plenty of holiday favorites, including carols, selections from the Nutcracker, film scores, and more, when the Dubuque Chorale Children's Choir and members of the Heartland Ballet join the warm and wondrous sound of the orchestra. Masks are required at that event, and also as a bonus, if you're in Dubuque for that, Scuba Santa is back for another year at the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium. So December 4th or 5th, you can swing by and snag a picture with him in their Gulf of Mexico Aquarium. He will be in there from noon to 1 both days, and that experience is included with general admission.
So do you get to go into the aquarium with the Scuba Santa, or are you on the other side of the glass with?
Sure, on the other side of the glass. It's still kind of fun.
Just asking. Yeah, that is kind of fun. And, you know, and like you mentioned about the lights, there's plenty of other things going on. And if you're none of those really trip your trigger, or you're looking for something, I bet there's some place online they can go to just to get a whole list of other ideas.
Well, you know, there is. TravelIowa.com. We have all sorts of events going on, and, you know, I just pull you a handful of them every month. There are, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of them going on, and so you can sort by where you're headed. Maybe you're going back to visit family and you want to find something that all of you can do in that area. Go ahead. You can search by date or by location or by activity, all sorts of ways to review the list.
So what are we looking at? I know you've got one mentioned on here when it comes to after Christmas for New Year's Eve. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, New Year's Eve pops here at Des Moines. Excuse me, in Des Moines. We'll be doing the music of Elton John. So you get Grammy and Tony-nominated Broadway star Michael Cavanaugh and his band joining the Des Moines Symphony for a high-energy celebration that will have you singing along to classic hits and rock favorites. So you can ring in the new year with the symphony and the music of Elton John.
So what is your favorite thing to do during the month of December? Do you like to go look at lights? Do you like the music programs? Or do you just save everything so you can just have a blow-up party on New Year's Eve? Well, what about December for you?
Oh, yeah. You know, I really love the light displays. I love even just driving through neighborhoods that are all lit up. It just, there's something about, especially when, after the lights are up and when the first snow falls, and so you can't, like, see the cords or anything anymore. Mm. And it just seems a lot more magical that way. I do enjoy that.
So you're thinking we'll probably see some snow in December?
Odds are we probably will. I'm perfectly fine with it snowing, like, Christmas Eve and then being gone Christmas Day.
Oh, there you go.
But that being said, there are plenty, we are blessed with four seasons of travel here, and I would be remiss that I wouldn't wish for snow for some of our ski resorts and those people who enjoy, you know, snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. There are plenty of activities in the winter that we need that snow for.
And they do need the snow for that. Some of them I know can make some of their own ground pack and all that, but, those folks deserve some good weather, too, for their businesses, so let's hope they get some of that. Something that may be not necessarily related to the holidays, but certainly to the winter, is a chance to maybe spend some time, out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere. Doesn't it sound divine? I mean, a cabin in the middle of nowhere is the perfect getaway.
Absolutely.
So if you book for the months of January or February using the code IAWinterCabin20, you can get 20% off your stay at several state parks. So it's a DNR promotion. It's like Backbone, Blackhawk, Pine Lake, Springbrook, and a few others. You can visit their website for more information about specific cabins and finding the dates that work for you.
And I'm going to guess that there's different kinds of cabins, that if you like to rough it, you can probably rough it. But if you like a little bit of outdoor luxury, they probably have some of those available somewhere too.
Indeed. I tend to lie on the scale closer to it's kind of like a hotel, but in the middle of the woods. That's my kind of roughing it.
Yeah, I know. I'm one of those on the old cliche. You know, my idea of roughing it is Motel 6. So, all kinds of good things. I don't want to be a downer or anything, but are there any events that decided they just couldn't do them this year? You don't have to necessarily name them, but is the pandemic still having a little bit of effect on tourism?
I think we're still not quite back to 2019 numbers. We're definitely over 2020, which, again, I realize is a low bar, but we are much closer to 2019 numbers. We were just looking at the numbers the other day, and there was one part where so we have, the graph that's the 2019 line and the 2021 line, and there was a part where they, like, touched each other, and we got very excited because we were back to, we're like, yay, that's exciting. So I think we're on the right track. We'll see how all this new variants and all that stuff shake out, but certainly very few events that I know of did not come back. So I think we're seeing people figure out ways to do them safely. So I think that the path ahead is positive for tourism in Iowa. So I hope that it keeps that way.
All right. Tell us again where folks can go to find out all of the information and all of the events that are going on.
TravelIowa.com.
That is simple enough. Hey, thanks for the checkup. Sounds good. Have a great December. We will talk again next month.
Same to you. Happy holidays. We'll talk post-Christmas.
Happy holidays to you. And that is Jessica O'Reilly, Tourism Communications Manager for Travel Iowa, the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Our guest today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.